Welcome to episode 60 of the Frenemies podcast. We're going to do our football recap today of week five. We announced the records in the Pick'em episode, which is coming. Will be released, I believe, after this, but not, we'll see. Anyway, to recap, I went 8-8. Curry went 8-8. Jackson went 11-5.
10-6.
10-6. Hunter went 11-5. We'll start on Thursday. Maybe the worst primetime game I've ever seen in my life. Colts Broncos. I don't have a lot to say about this game. The Broncos are again are frauds. The Colts are also frauds, and the less fraudulent team, I guess, won. If you want to describe it like that, but it was pathetic.
That game was one of the worst games I've ever laid my eyes on. The Denver Broncos suck. The Indianapolis Colts suck. I turned the game off in the first quarter, so I can't really recap it for you.
I, for some reason, watched it all. I don't know why.
I didn't.
Watching the Broncos and Colts was like putting hot sauce on ice cream. Like it just did not mesh well at all together. It left a terrible taste in your mouth, and it was painful the entire time.
That's a really good analogy on that game. It sucked top to bottom. Colts suck, Broncos suck. There's nothing special about that game. And the Broncos are in trouble for the time being. You're playing Russell Wilson, who right now looks like a bottom, tell me if I'm wrong, he looks like a bottom 24, 25 quarterback, and you're paying him like $250 over 5 years. That's really bad. Denver's in a lot of trouble because they don't got picks for the next like 2-3 seasons either.
Overall, it's
trouble.
Now, would you rather have done the Russell Wilson contract or traded for Deshaun Watson?
So, well, right now, because Deshaun Watson just got another lawsuit filed against him, he might not play.
No,
With that said, at this moment in time, I still think I would make that Deshaun Watson trade over a Russell Wilson trade, because at least you know you're not paying $250 for one of the worst quarterbacks in the league.
I would agree, Jackson. I would very much agree with that take.
Are all three of you eating right now?
Possibly.
No,
I'm not.
You're chewing right now, Jacob.
My biggest thing with the difference between Watson and Wilson is age and
religion.
Okay. I mean, yeah.
One's a really good guy off the field.
I do see my nightly Russell Wilson tweets that make me laugh. Who knows? Maybe they turn it around. Is there any chance the Broncos turn around this year? Any thoughts from anyone on that?
No.
Zero. Moses could have turned this team around.
They're pathetic. Next game here. One of the surprises of the weekend, Giants-Packers in London. Packers lost the game to the Giants. Giants scored a touchdown. The Packers didn't respond after they had like a big lead. More importantly, though, over our argument over should games be played in London. I don't know if you guys saw the TikTok I sent in the group chat, but Goodell is planning on having two NFL teams in London permanently. Yeah. So when I said it's a smart idea, because not only for marketing, but you get more fans watching it money purposes, I told you.
So right off the bat, this is why Roger Goodell is one of the worst ever do it at anything ever. He's a pathetic commissioner. He's bad at everything. Two teams in London is the dumbest thing the NFL can do. It's extremely stupid. I'm very angry to hear that.
Why? No. You can say
London doesn't deserve American football. It's American football. If you want to go to Canada or Mexico, sure. But you can't go to London. You can't go overseas. You can't be flying players 14 hours to go play football every single Sunday. It's utterly.
They said they're going to find a way to get 3 hours.
Goodell should be ashamed of himself. It's a horrible, horrible thing the NFL's
trying to do. It's a way to make money. No, you missed the money.
Listen, you are a $1 million industry.
The fact that you don't like her making money is just
You have no right to talk about the idea of making money because you were opposed to what the Super Bowl did last year with their outrageous ticket
price. Jackson, I understand, but I'm not for it for the money. Roger for the money. I just think it's good for the sport because England fans are
What's good about it for the sport? For that team. Our players 14 hours over.
I care about the fans. So on a fan perspective, it works because England fans are crazy and they will embrace the team. In terms of money, it also makes money. So in terms of your little, you know, you only care about the money part because you're an asshole businessman. It works that way too. So you legit have no reason to be angry about why they're moving to England.
I absolutely hate it. There's no reason to add two teams in Europe. And on top of that, it's not like this is a dry time in Europe. The only thing Europe's ever had in their entire nation, their entire continent's history, the only thing they've ever had is Premier League soccer. Premier League soccer goes on during the NFL season. There's no reason to add two teams to Europe. It makes no sense, and it's utterly stupid.
No,
the only thing they have is Premier League football. Really, that's what you're going to say. The only sport they have is just Premier League soccer.
No, not the only sport. That's all they have. Europe has nothing.
See, Jackson, this is why the entire world hates America. It's because people like you that are blatant, arrogant morons that don't know what they're talking about.
What does Europe have? What has Europe ever contributed to the world? What have they contributed?
Non-obese people. Which we contribute.
Okay, so
most of the scientific knowledge is accomplished by Europe. When you want to go to a trip, where do you want to go from America? I want to go to Europe. I want to see Absolutely. Europe. I want to have good food. I want to have good healthy food for once in my life.
No one wants to go to Europe.
Everyone wants to go to Europe.
No one wants to go to Europe.
Listen, you said your family wanted to move to Europe.
My family wanted to move to Europe?
Yes.
No, my dad wanted to move to Vietnam.
Yes. Okay, well, that's your father. I don't know why your dad wants to move there, but nonetheless.
It's beautiful.
For you just to say that Europe, all they have is Premier League soccer, and that's all they have, is just blatantly incorrect, and you sound
stupid. That's all they have.
You're an idiot. And I know that Hunter's going to agree with you, but Hunter's also an idiot, so now it's just two idiots agreeing with
something.
Hunter, agree with the point. Say whatever nonsense you have to say.
I love Jack's point there.
Yeah,
American football shouldn't be in London. Like, soccer shouldn't be in the United States. Not like high school soccer or college soccer, but professional soccer should not be in the United States. It's pathetic and it's a joke. Professional soccer should stay overseas, like football should stay in the States. And that's all that needs to be said.
Harder talk. I'm getting some facts lined up.
So, in a weird turn of events, I'm actually very calm right now as I'm sitting here eating my chips and guac, and I have somehow found myself in the middle ground. Guac does not suck. I've somehow found myself in the middle ground. This is a rare, very, very rare spot for me, as normally I'm exploding on one end or the other. Now, I've been Team Jake. I think that playing games in Europe, a couple games, like they have been, four or five, is a great way to expand the game. I think Hunter and Jack's point of it's American football, it will always be American football, no matter how many fans in any other countries. That doesn't mean we shouldn't share the sport with the world. That's what sports are for, to put all the politics and arrogance aside.
No.
That is fine. However, thank you. However,
fuck the Brits. Minus Simon Spelling, I like Spelling.
See, that's
look, I'm gonna fuck the Brits too. The U.S. plays them in the World Cup, but not for. Sorry, Carfish. I'll talk after.
The point. So I agree that we should be spreading the fandom to all the world. I don't think that it's just an exclusive American sport, just like soccer is an exclusive to England. I think the MLS is actually going to be on the rise. I think there's a very large possibility, especially with the declining interest from young people, even though I would say I have the least amount of interest in baseball on this podcast, and I still watch it a lot compared to the average human being at baseball as a whole. I watch the Guardians somewhat fairly amount, not as religiously as I missed a couple games for sure in the regular season, but that's not my point. My point is that there are a lot more young people. There are a lot more young people watching soccer than baseball in the United States right now. So, however, here's where I agree with Hunter and Jack. The players' union is going to destroy these teams. No player is going to want to fly across the pond every – it'll be almost every Sunday for four games. What division are you going to put them in? Now, when players go there, they're going to have to set up a new bank account. They're going to have a passport to and from every game. It's a different currency. It's a – I mean – depending on if you're putting both in England, I guess you can have the same language. But for some, if you put a team in Germany or wherever, it's a different language. I think it'll be one of the least popular, no matter if you put in London, it'll be one of the least popular teams. No star players will want to go there. If they draft a good rookie, they'll want to leave soon. I just think that would be a massive, massive waste of money, a mistake. I think that these games could slowly grow the fan base in Europe to the extent where it would have enough. I don't think putting teams there is a great idea.
So the picture I just showed you three is Roger Goodell's wife. He has done nothing ever. He's a loser in life, and he's a loser in football. All right, can we move on to game three, please?
No, because I get to finish this. I'm not. First of all, I'm the biggest Roger Goodell hater because I'm pretty sure that exact saying, he's the loser in life, something I've said multiple times. God, Hunter, you're gross. Yeah, you're not a human. No one's going to see that, but he just consumed like 200 goldfish in one gulp. But anyway, the average MLS team is worth $582 million, and I fully agree with Carter. That is going to that will slowly go up. And soccer will be the most popular sport in America than baseball in 20 years. And now, Jackson, I know it's going to make you want to kill yourself, but it will happen. It's going to easily happen, too. The soccer's on the rise and baseball's on the decline because no one wants to watch 3 hours of boring baseball unless it's in the playoffs. And that's the exact reason why – that's the exact way that NFL football is going to be received because, then again, only two teams are going to go there. So they will be fully embraced by English fans. Like, would you rather have a team in the Los Angeles Chargers where no fans go to the games – would you rather go to Britain, where it's a sold out house every single time, packed stadium with all these fans rooting for their team?
Chargers, like, which one's so easy. Los Angeles,
why?
So easy.
Why? Other than because you want to be in America.
Because Jake, it's American currency. You don't have to start. You don't have to restart your entire.
See, that is, it's only because you want to be pro America. Which is fine. That's wrong. Pro America.
You don't have to restart your entire life if you stay in Los Angeles. And if you go to Britain, you are flying New York to Britain. That's a 7.5 hour flight, and that is as far east in America as you can go. If you're a team like Kansas City. Or a team like Seattle, those are 10 to 14 hour flights to get to London. No player wants
flying. That. Jackson, it's not they're flying on shitty flights. They're not in most people's houses, but they're flying on, Jackson. It's not that they're fucking complaining, you moron.
No, they are complaining.
Are you legit idiot? Jackson, they're flying stupid?
Nobody wants to spend.
Jackson, they're going to leave at 8. They're going to leave at 8 p.m., sleep in their giant capsule that feels like basically their bedroom, and wake up in England.
I think you're.
You both are correct. Jackson's talking about from the player's perspective.
Can we both be right? We're arguing different points.
Because the players are going to hate this. They are going to hate this, and it's going to crash and burn. You are correct. From it doesn't have to be an exclusive American sport. There can be fans in England. That shouldn't be a problem. I don't know why it's a problem for Jackson, but it shouldn't be. But Jack is completely right. There is no way. If they could be flying on a cloud, the Seahawks are not going to want to fly 14 hours there and back. So that's 28 hours. That's a day and a half of traveling outside of practice, away from their families, to play a team that's going to be terrible for the first 10 years of their existence. It's just not a good situation. I think it's a
bad situation. I changed my mind. Fuck it. I think we do it.
A new supersonic jet can get you from London to New York in 90 minutes. Eat shit, bitch.
That doesn't exist.
I want to see.
Jets exist. No, it's a new supersonic jet.
No NFL team is taking a supersonic jet from London to
Jackson. They're worth billions of dollars.
No, Jackson.
Yeah, but you have to fly a whole team.
In fairness, like actually, like real, like in realness, like I think it's a horrible idea, but I kind of want to see it just to see how
commercial service in 2028.
I want to see it just to see how it would work. Because, like, having like, a fucking London football team would be, like, kind of hard.
Do you know how mad, you know how awful it would be if the team from London won the Super Bowl?
No, because, Jackson, we first start in London. Listen, we first start in London.
Canadians playing baseball.
Listen, no, Jackson, we first start in London, and then we move, like, Zimbabwe. And then we go to, like, Tokyo.
See,
like,
I'm okay just, with that. I'm okay with Zimbabwe.
No. See, this is my issue. I know Hunter's slate. Actually, no. Hunter's not joking. He's being 100% realistic. Jackson is joking. I want you to say right here, right now, you'd rather have an NFL team in Zimbabwe.
Oh, absolutely. Because my pure hatred for Europe. Absolutely. Plus, Europe has nothing, and they're all rich. Uganda has nothing. They deserve something.
They're all rich.
Yes, they're all rich.
Okay, we're moving on. Because now Jackson's just spewing just straight lies.
Yeah, it's wrong game, too.
We're moving on.
Look at their GDP.
Jackson, the GDP is based off the American dollar because America is so rich compared to everyone else.
Yeah, it is. Good for us.
Oh, my Lord. They go to college. They take one class in economics. I lost
my garlic bread. My garlic bread's in my fucking laundry bin now.
Good. Good. I hope you can't eat it.
Talk.
I hope it tastes like detergent. No. All right. There's absolutely no way we can put teams in London. It makes no sense physically. It's just a horrible, horrible idea.
I agree.
And it's a shitty continent.
Jackson, you're on fire today.
Hunter, no, that's all you, bud.
See, when you two get in these moods where you're not arguing with each other, you're either pointing knives at each other or you're just butt buddies for the entire
Hunter, I have never pointed knives at each other. Never.
It is a constant suck off between those two.
Ahmed Rosario. That's all I'm gonna say.
I love Ahmed.
Carter, that was because we care.
Okay.
We care about our
baseball team. That's what you did right there? That's what you did. You love Ahmed, Hunter?
Okay, guys.
Carter, this is a football episode. No, Carter's a football episode.
Talk to me.
Carter, you need to calm down.
Carter, it's not like you even care about Indians baseball. You haven't watched a game this year.
You're right. I haven't watched a game of Indians baseball. I've watched a game of Guardians baseball. Thank you very much. You racist little shit.
Sorry. You haven't watched a game of Guardians baseball either. Also, such a stupid name. You know it's named after the Guardian of Traffic in Cleveland? Like, we have a big statue on the highway that's known as the Guardian of Traffic. That's what we're named after. It's pathetic.
It's not known as the Guardian of Traffic. Guardian
protect the city. Again, you idiot.
No, it's the Guardians of Traffic. It's on the bridge going into Cleveland. It's the Guardian of Traffic. It's pathetic.
Okay, hold on. Jackson, that'll be the stupidest thing you have ever said in your life.
No, it's a guardian statue on the highway, therefore, guardian of traffic.
Oh my God, I can't find my Zoom.
I've thought about that too.
I know, it's very stupid.
No one should ever know what you think about, because honestly, the world's not ready for that yet.
Next game, Jake?
Guys, I got logged out. I don't know how I'm still talking. I can't smash screen. But sure, if you can hear me, then that's good.
We can hear you. We can see you, too.
Steelers, Bills. Bills with an absolute whopping. I've heard the score. I think they won by, like, around 40.
35.
They destroyed them. Kenny Pickett sucks. And the Bills are really good. Any other thoughts?
No.
Too early to say anyone sucks. It's his first career start.
No, he sucks. He already sucks. You can just help.
Kenny Pickett has no future in the NFL. He was fifth on my quarterback evaluations coming out of college. That might have been too high.
But Desmond Ridder.
No, I don't like. It's not a question. Desmond Ridder will be better than Kenny Pickett. He's better in almost all aspects. And you'll see that in the next 2-3 years. Actually, let's play a game. Who is better than Kenny Pickett? We'll start with Desmond Ridder. Who are you taking for the rest of your franchise? Desmond Ridder, Kenny Pickett.
Ridder.
Kenny Pickett.
Baker Mayfield or Kenny Pickett?
Baker.
Kenny Pickett.
You're delusional.
I know what I'm getting with Baker. Kenny could somehow
come out and
surprise me.
No, he couldn't. The quarterbacks in the draft that were better than Kenny Pickett include Desmond Ridder, Sam Howell, Malik Willis, Bailey Zappe, and Carson Strong. I think all of them are better than Kenny Pickett.
Well, we know my feelings on Zappe.
No, you don't have feelings on Bailey Zappe. You have this like weird intertwined dimension of what you think is going to happen in New England. You think Mac Jones is gone in a week.
It's working. It's looking pretty good right now.
If Mac Jones gets traded to the deadline, Carter, I will let you pierce both my nipples. Actually, no. If Mac
nipple
Jones
bat. Gets traded, nipple bat.
Carter, you can get a tattoo. I will get a tattoo.
Sounds good.
A tattoo of Carter's face.
That's fine.
Carter's smiling face.
Right on my chest. Right on my chest.
No, on your butt. On your left butt.
On my left butt?
He has multiple butts. It's your left cheek. It's not your left butt.
Okay, no. That made me angry.
All right. Chargers, Browns in Cleveland. I'll be honest. This team is no longer getting my love. The Guardians are getting my full love because it's a team that actually works hard and does their job and is disciplined and not a bunch of, lack of another word, just idiots on the field. The Browns find a new way to lose every week. The team offense was great. The defense sucked. And when the offense needed to be, the defense finally got a stop, the offense then proceeded to act like the defense and turn the ball over and not do anything good. It's extremely frustrating. Cade York, I still think he'll be fine, but you draft him to make kicks, and he's costed us, if you look at it, two games. The Jets game makes a field, it makes extra point, we're fine. And then you look at this game, he misses a field goal to win us it. I mean, this team is just full of disappointment. It's kind of what Juju said, same old Browns. I'm sick of feeling disappointed and sad and mad all the time. That's exactly what I'm feeling. The Garden's my new team, and I hate the Browns.
Jake, very well summed up there. I'm glad you're starting to realize this too. The Cleveland Guardians and the Cleveland Cavaliers, they play the way Cleveland teams are supposed to play. For the Cavaliers, that is entirely homegrown with the exception of Donovan Mitchell, a superstar who seems to fit the city very well. And the Guardians, correct. That team is literally entirely homegrown. There's not a trade acquisition on that roster with the exception of like Cal Quantrill, who's like third pitcher in our lineup.
Jimenez, Rosario
signing.
Yeah, but we had to trade our superstar for those two. They were both minor league prospects.
Half our team came from trades.
Huh?
I think half our team came from trades.
But like they were all minor league prospects, so we have to trade our superstars, and then they grow up within our organization.
Okay, that's fair. That's fair. Go on. My apologies.
Superstars. The Browns did. They go out and trade for a superstar quarterback, superstar wide receiver. They've actually traded for two superstar wide receivers in the past few years, and they signed a superstar running back in Kareem Hunt. And what do? They underperform week in and week out with the exception of Nick Chubb and the offensive line with the exception of Jedrick Wills. Over and over again, this is a pathetic team, mainly on defense. Joe Woods, it's a miracle to me he still has a job. My roommate went to a job fair today, and the Cleveland Browns were there, and I'm pretty sure one of the applications was for defensive coordinator. Joe Woods should be ashamed of himself. Terrible defensive coordinator. The defense has been the exact same for the last 3 years. Stefanski, I hate to say this, Stefanski is pissing me off so much because he's not a head coach. He's an offensive coordinator. He can't handle big personalities, and he takes no responsibility on the defensive end of the ball. We put up 30-plus points every game, and we continuously lose.
Stefanski
can turn around. I love Kevin Stefanski, but he's not a head coach. He's an offensive coordinator.
I agree there.
No, seriously, where's the head coaching attribute in him? He can't handle big personalities, and our defense hasn't done a thing in years.
What do you mean he can't handle big personalities?
Look at it. Our big personalities.
Baker Mayfield got kicked off the team, and so now Jackson's all pissy.
No. It's not just Baker, Carter. Baker, big personality gone. Odell, big personality gone. Jarvis, big personality gone. And who are
Jack. Jarvis and Odell left because of Baker. So you're not blaming that on Stefanski.
Okay, hold on. Okay, Baker was gone, and Jarvis was still in the Jarvis was still available to come back, but we didn't even make an attempt to bring him back.
Jackson, a relationship with Jarvis and the Browns was worse than because of Baker Mayfield. So you're not using that.
I don't disagree, but Stefanski has not been able to handle these big personnel.
Stefanski, his job is to, one, create a good culture, which initially was there. Stefanski, every week he talks, he says the right thing in the press conferences. The players seem to like him. And his main thing is calling the offense, which he does extremely well. If this
as a head coach, your main thing is calling the offense.
Jack, if Joe Woods was actually being a competent defensive coordinator, Kevin Stefanski would be in the coach of the year conversation because we'd be 4-1 with Jacoby Brissett as our quarterback. So the fact that you're saying this is just blatantly wrong.
No, Jake, I don't disagree with anything you just said, but the issue is you can't just be an offensive coach. You have to take responsibility for the defensive side of the ball. And he's had 3 years to get it cleaned up, and he hasn't. You don't just get to coach the offense as a head coach. You have to coach both. And
you do see both. Like, I understand that. But then it's Joe Woods' job. Now, granted, Kevin Stefanski
is Kevin Stefanski's job. He's the head coach.
It's his job to fire Joe Woods.
And he hasn't.
Yeah, no, Jack. Now, I could see slightly that point. But it's like you can't fire him in the middle of the season. Last year, this defense was top five. It's just that our quarterback was so piss poor and pathetic that we can get nothing done. So then that's also not on Stefanski. So it's hard to fire Joe Woods in the middle of the season when last year he had a top five defense, and now we suck.
In points per game, we had a top five defense.
Jackson, last year, PFF, defensive ratings, and when they would pop on the screen, it always said we had a top five, top 10 defense. We had a very, very good defense.
Yeah, Jackson, on paper.
Our defense, no! Last year, numbers-wise, we were a top 10 defense. And you
and points per game?
No. It was because our offense, not our offense, our quarterback was so pathetic that Stefanski sent these beautiful play calls in with wide open people, and Baker, the Penguin, would turn it over. So we're not blaming Stefanski because of that. You can blame him for the occasional, bad decision going for a fourth down or not kicking it there. That's understandable.
Wait, hold on, time out. Jake, the Browns defense last year was ranked 23rd in points per game.
26.
No, 23rd in 2021.
2022?
I'm talking 2021, Hunter. Last year when Jake said we had top five defense, we ranked 23rd in points per game. We ranked 23rd in points per game in 2021.
That is one singular stat. That's the one singular stat. Jackson, first of all, Jackson, when our quarterback turns it over and they have the ball on our 5-yard line, you can't do much.
Jake, 23rd is inexcusable. Inexcusable. Also, look at Joe Woods over the course of his career in AFC North games. There's not an AFC North game I remember that we kept our opponent under 30 points. Genuinely, I can't. Looking back on all the AFC North games, even the Steelers, who have the worst offense in the NFL, we almost lost to the Steelers because we gave up 25.
NFL defense, team defense, yards per game. The Browns were top five. They gave up 311 yards a game. Top five.
23rd in scoring defense. 23rd in scoring defense. It's horrible.
Yards. It's yards.
It's boring.
Yards are more important. Jackson.
Points are way more important.
Jackson, that's because they had to defend against their own 5-yard line. So quarterback kept turning the ball over.
Okay, that's a statement.
300 yards a game.
Over at the
300 yards a game. Jackson, they were top five in yards given up per game, which means the offense wasn't moving, which is your job.
Jake, we gave up so many points.
Consistently last year, the Browns defense would be pinned in their own red zone. Not saying on the 5-yard line. I'm saying like we would punt the ball and then we'd have to play defense and they would have the opposing offense would have great field position to start, which sometimes meant field goals a lot. Here's my thoughts on the game.
We were 13th in points per game. That's blatantly wrong. Now you're just saying false stats. So I don't know where you're looking, but let's check your facts, please.
I had the unfortunate privilege
of
going to the game.
Legit moron, Jack. You're not using correct stats. Now you're going to look and you say you're wrong. Yes, you are wrong. They were 13th in points allowed, and they were a top five in yards allowed. That's a pretty goddamn good defense.
No, you're wrong. It says we're 23rd.
No. Jackson, they give 21.8 points per game. I'm looking at it right now.
Well, you guys figure that out. I'm going to give my eulogy, my speech. I had the unfortunate privilege of going to the game. I had great seats. Thank you, Chase Fry, if you're listening. We're walking in as Nick Chubb ran for that incredible run where he got a couple nice blocks and made that beautiful cutback. Well, all of a sudden, we're up 14-0. The offense is looking good. We're like, holy shit, we got a chance to win this game. And the thing that I remember the most, the two things, the only time I blame Stefanski was if it's first and goal and we're inside 5 yards, it's got to be four straight runs. It has to be four straight runs. I love the play action with Jacoby Brissett and like the middle of the field, outer edge of the red zone. But you got Chubb and Hunt. They're two top 10, top 12 running backs in the league. Strap it up and run the ball. The kick I'm most mad about is the chip shot before halftime to go up seven. That's got to be money. 42 yards. He comes out at halftime and he's hitting 72 yarders in a backwards cap while they're having dog races on the field like it's nothing. But then it's 42 yards. There was no wind. I have a video on my phone where the flags on or like the streamers on the top of the goal post or field goal post is literally not moving. It was 65 degrees, not too hot. There's no element conditions. The snap was good. The hold was good. The laces were out, and he just pushed it. You got to hit the 42-yard at least.
Yeah, that's why you can't crown a kicker after one kick, especially in Cleveland.
What do you mean, especially in Cleveland?
Cade York, because Cleveland kickers have never worked out since Phil Dawson. Cleveland kickers, opposing Cleveland kickers in the last 36 kicks in First Energy Stadium, 34 of 36. They've missed two field goals in their last 36. Cade York went 0-for-2 on Sunday. Inexcusable. He spent a fourth-round pick on a kicker to make those kicks and win you games. In hindsight, he's cost you two. And that's why you never crown a kicker after one game.
And the worst part about this all was my seats were perfectly parallel with the goalpost that he was kicking on and then the end of the game. So on TV, I saw later on the replay, it was off from the beginning. Like everyone knew watching on their TV, it was right. My entire section, so from me to the left and up, started celebrating because we thought the people behind it, which some of them turned out to be Chargers fans, were reacting in celebration. There was beer cans flying. People were jumping up and down. We were hugging random people we didn't know. Kids were screaming. Parents were – it was amazing. It was just an amazing experience. 15 seconds go by, and all of a sudden there's some murmurs going on. And I said, wait. And we look back on the field, and here comes jogging out Grant Delpit and Myles Garrett. Except they're not taking their helmets off as the game clock expiring. No, no, no. They're strapping it back up because we missed. It's this team, it's a miracle that my father isn't smoking cigarettes watching this team for four decades. It's honestly a miracle. And having worked for them before, I don't know how he could have possibly made it through. That's what scares me the most is I am 18 years of age. I think Hunter is, I'm pretty sure Jack's 19. I mean, we're barely even we're young in our Cleveland sports career. And it's already just a shit show. That's my speech.
Okay. Sir Hunter, I'll give you a chance to talk if you want to, but I actually have to go back to me and Jacksonville argument here. I now have two different websites saying that I am correct. So I don't know what Jackson's looking at.
I just sent you the picture that showed that they were 23rd.
I just sent you it too, dumbass.
I also did see 23.
Thank you, Hunter.
Gentlemen, are you looking at the 2021 defense?
Yes.
Points given up?
Yes.
Total points? I have yes. Two things. Total points given up. They were. 23rd. They gave up 21.8 points per game. Total points gave up 21.8 points per game. Now, if you're going to tell me that's, again, because it says 13 on both my website I'm looking at. And 21.8 is definitely not 23rd in the league. So again, you're wrong on both counts.
Says so 23rd.
Look, Jack, what are you looking at?
NFL football stats, NFL team opponents per game, teamrankings.com.
And you're looking at 2021, not 2022.
2021, not 2022.
Really?
Yes. I sent you a picture, moron.
Jackson, it was a very small thing, and you did not show me the year. Honey, you give your thing on the Browns. Let me and Jackson figure this out.
I don't know. I mean, you summed it up very well. We were up 14-0, and I had no confidence we were going to win that game. Our defense looked pathetic. I understand how people are mad at Stefanski right now, but especially like some of the play calling too. But like, we've been putting up 25 to 30 points every single game. Like, it's so hard to be mad at Stefanski when the defense has to play like that. Like, the offense has to play nearly perfect every single game for us to even have a chance because the defense just sucks that bad. So I don't know. At this point, like, it's whatever. Like, I'm done with them. I'm just looking forward to watching, getting back and watching like an actual, you know, stud quarterback, which is something Cleveland never had before. But knowing us, we'd probably turn him into like another shit can. So who knows?
All right. Well, yeah, I think that's pretty well summed up.
We're on game three.
Real quick, I have one quick thing. This is just like a Carter Hip question. If Sean Payton in the offseason said he'd take this job,
no.
Would you? No?
No.
Do you even consider it? Payton, Super Bowl champion.
I don't know. I don't think about it at all.
Really?
No.
Yeah. I don't know.
This team finishes, say, how many games? Or 17 games? This team finishes 7-10. They go 500 when Watson comes back.
I still think the first priority if that team was 7-10 is to get rid of Joe Woods immediately, assuming Woods isn't gone yet. I mean, I think you would have to get rid of Woods before you got rid of Stefanski. So
I agree, but I'm just
yeah. I'm just one quick thought before this is all summed up. I don't know what website you're looking at, Jack, but I keep seeing 13.
Thank you.
I don't know who's right or wrong. I'm not going to say that, but I'm right.
I saw team right.
Anyway, game four of this almost 45-minute long episode so far, really just packing it in. But, okay, now they're looking at the screen, Hunter's screen, as he is tilting it very awkwardly.
No, I'm looking at my own little screen. I can't see what Hunter's looking at.
That says we gave up 25 points per
game. What's the website you're on?
Either way.
Guys, we got to go on.
Forget last year. The communication's got to get better. At some point, you got to put it on the defensive coordinator. In my opinion, that was still the biggest thing. It was so appalling. Joe Woods has got to go, or he's got to right in the ship. He's got 10 weeks to do it.
All right, we're going to move on here. Bears-Vikings. Vikings got to an out into an early lead. Bears actually came back, lost the lead, and then in Bears fashion fumbled and lost the game.
Yeah. I'm
pretty much sums it up.
That's what happened.
Lions-Patriots. Jackson, you can talk about this game.
Yeah, called it to a T. I said Patriots would blow out the Lions. Very disappointed. I wanted to restore the roar. But the Lions have the worst defense in the NFL. Belichick thrives against bad defenses. And then not only that, Belichick thrives against average to below average quarterbacks, which is what Jared Goff is. Very easy game to predict. No.
All right. Anyone else?
Mr. Zappy. I may have called it.
It's not even close. I have a better chance of turning a different skin color than Bailey Zappi or than Mac Jones getting traded out of the New England. I'm just saying.
Bailey Zappi
is not bad. I do agree with you on that.
No. I said Bailey Zappi will be the starter and Mac Jones will either leave or be traded.
Yeah, see, no, that's wrong.
Okay. Seahawks Saints here. Yes, the Saints ended up pulling out the win. Carter, this is your team. You can talk about the Saints. They're not good.
No, dude. My two bold predictions, or my bold prediction in the NFL and college football, which I'm sure we'll get to at some point, have been so horridly wrong this year. My actual like Super Bowl picks and like college football playoff winner picks have looked pretty solid so far. So I guess I'll be okay with that. But good Lord, the Saints have some work to do. I think getting Michael Thomas back will help. But I mean, they were supposed to be very good in defense, and either Geno Smith. I mean, I guess Geno Smith has been playing good, so I can't even be mad. But 32 points, that Seahawks offense is just not going to get the job done.
Yeah. I don't know. I like watching Geno Smith play football. Like, he's such an easy guy to root for as well, just because, like, it's the whole comeback story sort of thing, and he's been playing really well this year. So, yeah, go Hawks.
All right. Sorry, quick little thing just so we can get done with this. Pro Football Reference says they get 21.8 points per game. That's we'll move on. Dolphins, Jets. Dolphins, it was the third string because good old Teddy, like all other Dolphins quarterbacks, couldn't keep his head on straight. And Jets won the game. So, yeah, I don't think the Jets – I think Salah's a good coach. I think he has some sort of culture rah-rah thing going on. I don't buy a lot into it, but I don't know.
I think
too much worth into it.
I think Wilson's the future, though.
I agree with that. No, I agree with you, Carter. Jackson can do whatever hand gestures he wants, but he can't do anything.
Well, no. Who else would be the future?
I'm saying you don't. Sometimes you don't know with these rookie quarterbacks. Like, it's still up in the air. I think Zach Wilson has proved that.
No.
He has absolutely not proved he's the future.
I'm not sold on that at all.
He's 3-2. I mean, Baker won 11-5, and he was not the future.
Oh, my God. It's not about winning. I'm not talking about winning. I'm talking about some of the throws and reads he's making show flashes of great potential. And has he not been a top 10 quarterback? Yes.
No. Okay.
No.
If there's anything we've learned.
Zach, you did not just say Zach Wilson was top 10.
I didn't say it. I said he's not top 10. I said he's not top 10. But I'm saying he has shown potential that he could potentially get there one day, and he's making good and sharp throws. That's what I'm saying. And I'm saying, is he there yet? No. And would it be premature to call him that or say he's there? Yes. But I'm saying he has earned himself at least another year, possibly two, of being the Jets' starting quarterback.
I don't know about that. If there's anything we've learned as Browns fans, it's to not judge a little white QB too early. So, I don't know. I could see a Baker situation.
You know, I don't know. He looks good to me. I would be with Carter. I think at least they feel better than they did before the season started about their future quarterback. All right. We'll move on here once the game loads. Okay, yep, my bad. Falcons, Bucks, Buccaneers. They didn't win by as much as I thought they were going to be. Falcons kept it somewhat close, but Buccaneers win here.
Key storyline of that game was one of the worst roughing the passer calls I've ever seen. Brady got sacked, and they gave him a 15-yard penalty. Troy Aikman's at best. Take the dresses off and figure this out. It was horrible. Cannot be roughing the passer, and the NFL's got to address it because it's not football anymore. It's just you sack a good quarterback, the quarterback can complain, 15-yard penalty, and it might have cost the Falcons a huge game. Just a terrible job by the officials.
It was an ugly game. Tom Brady still needs his weapons back, and I think they'll be fine. I mean, Marcus Mariota led the game in rushing, and Leonard Fournette led the game in receiving. Like, that's just – it's just weird. And that's just not going to get the job done in the playoffs. But I think once they get back and rolling, it'll all be good.
I would say I feel like that was a big thing of the week. The roughing the passer calls, that was in multiple games. know, I have a buddy here who's a referee. He refs high school games. And he wants to become a professional referee. And he talked to me about that. He said this call was horrible and was really bad. But he talked about how the Raiders and Chiefs won. He could see why the ref called it, because he did. Just because he fumbled the ball, he still landed on the quarterback, but you can still count as roughing the passer. But no, the NFL has to figure something out, because the whole you can't put your body weight on them, that type of thing, is too subjective, and it just doesn't make any sense. So it's definitely something they have to improve. Anyway, next game here, Titans Commanders. Titans won here. Derrick Henry looks good again, which is encouraging for the their desire to win the AFC South. And that's pretty much all I got.
What's that look for, Hunter?
The Jaguars are going to win the AFC South.
Derrick Henry's still top five running back. I can't believe that was up for debate. It's a slow start, but he's still in his prime. As long as he doesn't get hurt, the Titans have a chance to be solid, but like they just don't have. The A.J. Brown trade was just brutal. Just brutal. I don't think they have enough firepower to get very far in the playoffs at all.
Yeah. If they make it.
The AFC South is just so bad that honestly anyone can win that division out of them, the Colts and the Jaguars, but we'll see. Texans-Jags. I think I talked about this in the pick'em. I'm pretty sure I called this. I didn't pick the Texans to win, but I did say it's going to be extremely close and it's going to go either way. Texans end up taking it away. They won this game. It was a classic letdown spot. But yeah, Texans win, and Lovie Smith gets on the win column for year 2022. I don't know if anyone else has a thought.
No thoughts. I didn't watch this game.
Yeah, no, that's completely fair. All right. 49ers, Panthers, Carter.
Not only do I stay undefeated on the Chipotle game of the week, but I said it like 3 weeks ago now, 2 weeks ago, whenever Trey Lance got hurt. I think Jimmy G can lead this team on a Super Bowl run. They looked good, even though I was against the garbage can dumpster fire that is the Carolina Panthers. Oh, but my God. My God. It's just the full-on cycle, the full-on Baker cycle, and now he's hurt. And it's
at some point, we have to stop this. We can't keep spending minutes on minutes on minutes on end about Baker.
No. We can. No. We can after what you did to me last year. No, we can. We can. We can.
You're gonna, we're
no,
gonna
no, 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 no.
Okay, hold
we
on. Can. Can I just go on a quick point?
Because, Carter, it's got to the point where I've stopped. Like no one wants to hear this anymore. And you
right.
still
No. You have stopped, and that's the point, is I'm going to continue to rub it in.
Really no, quick, there's no really, reason, really quick. Carter. I get it. I was wrong. You don't got to keep doing this. No one wants to hear it. No one wants to listen to it. And I don't give me that face, because I said it for the last 4 weeks, and you don't listen.
It's like honey to my ears. It's so soothing.
No, it's not, Carter, because I said it for the last 4 weeks, and you once.
Can you just say it again really quick?
Hold on. Jack. The reason it's still relevant right now is because Baker did get hurt, and Baker is probably going to get benched. So when he officially gets benched and he's no longer in the league, then yes, Baker will not be mentioned anymore.
I think Carter will still mention him. No, Jake, you don't understand.
No, I won't. No,
right now, it is still somewhat relevant just because he's legit been the worst quarterback in the league.
Carter, if Baker makes it
benched, and honestly, him getting injured saved his ass from getting benched by P.J. Walker.
Jackson, to answer your question for the millionth time, Jackson, the reason I disdain Baker Mayfield so much is because you were literally attached to him, like sexually, physically, emotionally. Your entire life was based on him, and it made me hate him so much more than I actually did. And then when I said he was a terrible quarterback, and I said we should move on, you slandered my character for months. So I'm gonna stick on Baker. I'm gonna stick on Baker Mayfield as long as I want, because God, is he terrible.
If you haven't I get. We do this every episode. We've done it for the last 8, Carter.
We're gonna keep doing it too.
I slandered.
Strap in,
Carter. Shut up. If you haven't noticed, I have slandered your character almost every day of my life for the last 3 years. Baker's got absolutely nothing to do with that. I've given up on Baker, and no one wants to hear about Baker anymore because he's meaningless. There's no storyline with Baker, and yet
you created the storyline.
No, Carter, that's where you mess up. No, I didn't. There is no storyline with Baker anymore. He's a bad quarterback, and the Panthers are the worst team in the league, and yet we spend 10 to 15 minutes on every single Panthers game, and nobody gives a rat's ass except you.
Because you baked the cake, and you came on here and said, and then you came on here and said he's going to be a good quarterback. You brought this upon yourself.
I've said for the last 4 weeks he wasn't, and you have yet to hear that.
So there's two ways this can end.
Oh my god!
Either when Baker Mayfield is out of the league, or we come on the podcast. I set my timer for 10 minutes, and you give a 10-minute apology speech to me.
Oh my god!
To me, no, to me, because I deserve it. Especially after your whole week one shenanigans that I never got an apology for. So until those two things happen,
you don't deserve an apology for that. No, you don't get an apology. Jake and Hunter got an apology because they deserved it. You don't deserve a thing. You don't deserve a damn thing.
Because Jake and Hunter wanted to take it away too.
No, they didn't. No, they didn't. I talked to Jake and Hunter.
Let's ask them. Was Jack's fan card not on the table, not on the question? And I know you apologized, so that's when I took it away.
Carter, because you didn't deserve an apology. Jake and Hunter did. You did not.
See, that doesn't make any sense. That makes absolutely zero sense. That makes absolutely zero sense on why I wouldn't deserve an apology, especially when I've been slandered the most. So if you want it to end, either hurry up and start rooting for Baker to just play so poorly that he's out of the league, or finally make an apology that I deserve.
You don't deserve one.
Yes, I do. And you all are about to get an apology from me on the college football episode because I am reasonable. And I understand that that's what people need to hear is when they pick the Panther, when certain people pick the Panthers.
Carter, this is my issue with you, bud. We can't spend an episode on the Panthers anymore. We can't. It's all you do.
Because you're wrong. Jackson. We can. We can. Because you spent half an hour last year on every single episode slandering because I said, give him a chance. He's brought the most success. He's really good. He's a top 10 quarterback in the league. That's what you got to do when you're wrong. You got to suck it up and take the blow.
Especially
when you're not going to apologize.
This is how narrow-minded you are.
Carter and Jackson, let's move on here.
Can't wait for next week.
We'll move on. Carter, we can from now on, would you like to bring up the apology thing? We can talk about that separately.
You will never get an apology from me for anything.
Shush. No, you're shush. Shush. Hey, Hunter, if you would like to join us again, buddy, we're back. Yeah, there we go. Hey, so we can edit so we can actually see where Hunter's moving right now so it's not just my face. That would be a brilliant.
Hunter, say something. Oh, Hunter's on mute, so Hunter can't.
Oh, also, Hayes, don't throw in like this whole Baker thing for another YouTube video. We don't need another Baker one. We don't need to see that again.
But. Yeah, I would agree.
Okay.
I don't think you would.
Let's move on here.
It's all you want.
I just want to make sure. Cowboys-Rams. Rams still just really can't get together. Their only receiver is Cooper Kupp, and that's legit. It's only him. Allen Robinson is nowhere to be found. Maybe when Ben Jefferson gets back, they can get someone else. But I don't – this team's in trouble. Their defense is good, not great, and their offense is –
especially their line.
Average. So, what'd you say?
Is it Stafford as well, though? Because Stafford's not good either.
No, he doesn't. But, like, Stafford's very, like, at his age right now, it's very much how the system is. And right now the system's not working, so he's not going to be able to get, what? You know.
And he's expected to throw in about 2 seconds every play. That line can't block anyone right now. Especially the left side, they're missing Andrew Whitworth. Yes, that's it.
Also, Cooper Rush undefeated. You can take that as you would like, but Cooper Rush is undefeated. Okay. Eagles Cardinals. This was my upset pick of the week. God, they were close. They were so very close. Well, they just couldn't pull through because their kicker is an idiot. But Eagles won. They're still undefeated. Cardinals get D-Hop back soon. Anybody else has something to say about this game?
No.
Bengals-Ravens. Justin Tucker, if you would redraft all the players, and like you just draft all the players in the league right now, and you're a team, I honestly would consider taking Justin Tucker in the first round or second round. His value to winning a football game is just tremendous. If you put Justin Tucker on this Browns team, this team is 4-1.
Easily.
Easily. And like honestly, there's an argument you can say 5-0. There's an argument where you can put it 5-0 because you want to go for it on fourth downs because you're so confident you're a kicker. But yeah, he's such a weapon for them. He's so automatic. And yeah, that's all I gotta say. Good. Justin Tucker's amazing, and the Ravens win.
Yeah, completely.
But he's only a system kicker. It's hilarious.
Did you see that stat where it was like if the goalpost was like, what was it? It was like.
Yeah, if they were,
that kick would have still gone in. Like he hit it literally directly right down the middle. Like it's honestly incredible. Like the entire stadium knew that game was over when Tucker walked up, and even Tucker knew. Like it is incredible.
Jake, I honestly think you could take Tucker with like the first pick in a draft over all those like years. Like from whatever year he was drafted, or no, Tucker went undrafted, didn't he?
No, I was saying if you take all the players right now, you put them in a pool, and then you're a GM of a team, and you just redraft out of all the current players, you have to consider taking Tucker.
Do you get Tucker for an extra 15 years? Like, is he back to, like, his rookie year, or is it just for, like, a few years?
Let's say you get – it's a three-year window.
Okay. Then, yeah, Tucker's up there because he wins games.
Yeah.
I don't think he's ever lost a game.
Yeah.
Like, give his last 60 in the fourth quarter or something.
In the 45-yard line, you're guaranteeing yourself points unless you go for it, which is, like, unbelievable to say.
Like, if you were to compare another athlete, it'd probably be Steph Curry. Think about it. Automatic from distance.
Yeah, but I'm thinking more of the long line. He's like a closer. Like, he just comes in and
Rivera. Mariano Rivera.
Yeah, I like Rivera.
I like that more. That's a great analogy.
All right, last game here. This has gone way longer than I thought this episode would, but
for certain reasons.
You all talk about games that don't matter for a long time, and
some of us.
What we do. It's part of our charm. Raiders, Chiefs, I believe our moron of the week. I do want to make this sure it's a weekly occurrence. I kind of forget about it, but it will be a new thing. It's every single week. Moron of the week goes to Josh McDaniels. You're in Arrowhead. No matter what, the Chiefs are getting the ball back. So no matter what, if you're tied or you're up by one, a field goal by the Chiefs wins them the game. So for them to go for it made zero sense. But anyway, they did it anyway. They didn't get it. The overall plan for the Raiders I thought was interesting. They ran the same exact play, I want to say, 30 times. Just a simple fullback lead with the running back coming right behind. And then if they double down on that, it was just a deep ball to Davante Adams. They kept it simple because they didn't have a tight end. I mean, it worked for the most part, but you know, you make a stupid decision with your head coach, and now your team is 1-4, correct?
Yeah,
1-4, and you put made no sense to me. I feel like the Raiders the way they played, they probably should have won the game. I guess you make an argument. I guess it was pretty even, but missed opportunity. Travis Kelce's amazing in the red zone. That's all I got.
Yeah, not much. Josh Jacobs looked really good as well.
On a completely unrelated note, since the Bears just lost, I am no longer undefeated in Chipotle Game of the Weeks. what a just a brutal L. Outside of the game, or outside of the Bears game, talking about the actual Raiders game, and outside of that game, the Davante Adams push, should Davante have done that? Absolutely not. Was it out of line? Absolutely. But that is the biggest money grab I've ever seen in my life. He got pushed down. He got right back up. And then 2 hours later, he checked himself into a hospital for medical wounds, suffered from the push. He fell onto grass or turf or whatever it is. And I am sorry, but if Davante Adams is getting a misdemeanor assault for that, what is Draymond Green getting? Like, could someone please answer that? Yes, what is it?
No, Carter, honestly, it's a great point. I don't – it doesn't make any sense. But I don't know. I think for Davante, I think part of it is also, like, the amount of frustration he has. Security has to make sure he doesn't have, like, people in the tunnel going into. He's got to make sure he's just, like, open space. No, you're right. It's unacceptable. And if Draymond Green did that, if Draymond Green would have done the Jordan Poole in an NBA regular season game, I think it's different. But he also, like, it was to an NBA player, like his teammate, and he didn't press charges, which makes like a whole different situation. But if he would have punched a fan, it would be different.
That's fair.
Yeah, let me give you guys my thoughts on that game, because I didn't get to watch a snap. Because I was out at the Donkey Coffee Shop here in Athens studying for my economics midterm. There's that bad boy right there. Can you see that? Not a 99. That's a 66% right there. Let me take you through it. I did really good on my qualitative analysis here. And look at this. My essay portion right here. 20% of the entire exam. 20% of the entire exam.
No one cares. No. If you're going to scream at me for talking about my point, you're not going to talk about yours. No, Jackson's done. You can talk. All right, Hunter's not going to talk. All right, we're going to end it here. Jackson, you're a hypocrite and an idiot.
Me? What did I do?
Thanks for listening. We'll see you later.